Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. The 2019 All-American Selection winners have been announced for the 2019 growing season. All-American Selection is an independent, nonprofit organization that tests new, never-before-sold varieties for the home gardener. After a full season of anonymous trialing by volunteer horticultural professionals, only the top garden performers are given the AAS Winner Award designation for their superior performance. This year, the winners include 7 vegetable varieties, including 4 different tomato varieties, 2 melons, and 1 pepper. 4 annual flower varieties were also chosen for a total of 11 national winners. A few varieties that I'm excited about growing this coming spring is the Watermelon Cal Sweet Bush. This compact, bushy winter grows only 14 to 18 inches long, but still provides enough foliage to cover and protect the fruit. Like all AAS winters, this melon provides exceptional taste and texture. Another winner is the Firefly F1 tomato. Similar to the Goldilocks story, this yellow newcomer is not as small as a currant tomato, but not as large as a cherry tomato, but it is a just right in-between size. The fruit produced are super sweet, pale white to pale yellow round fruits that are less than 1 inch in size and weigh about 1/2 ounce. The last time a nasturtium won the AAS winner designation was back in the early 1930s. Now it's time to introduce a wonderful rose-colored nasturtium perfect for today's gardens. Baby Rose is a petite-flowered, mounding variety with healthy, dark foliage ideal for containers and small-space gardens. AAS's expert judges praise the uniformly compact plant that sports flowers with consistent coloration. Their compact habit means less flower flopping, with blooms remaining upright throughout the growing season. A brand new begonia with large, uniquely colored dark leaves has just arrived. Judges were impressed with how the deep bronze-brown color remains sharp and intense throughout the growing season, no matter where they were located, north, south, east, or west part of the country. The color tones shine through to give a stunning garden appearance. Covered with vibrant red flowers, the compact plant retains its shape well and does not become rangy. If you're not familiar with the AAS or All-American Selection winners, I encourage you to visit their website at allamericanselections.org. On the website, you can peruse other winners for 2019, as well as winners dating all the way back to 1933. Another feature of the program that was implemented a few years back was the idea of regional winners. There may have been some varieties that did tremendously well here in the South, but did not perform well enough throughout the rest of the country to become a national winner. These are also great candidates to put into your garden. The website also allows users to filter their searches by vegetables versus flowers, plants that are well suited for containers, even flowers that are pollinator friendly. The LSU Ag Center's Botanic Gardens at Burton is a trialing location for this program. To see the gardens and make your own assessment of the plant material, please visit the LSU Ag Center's gardens at 4560 Essen Lane. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. In the meantime, follow me on Instagram at Rouse's_horticulture or check out previous podcasts of the show available at WRKF.org.